The House of Representatives and the Senate for the state of Texas only meet every other year, and people like that sometimes. If they only meet every 2 years, then things don't happen at quite the same regularity as they might other places. But one of the things that they try to do is put together a situation where the party in leadership, in this case it's the Republicans and has been for quite a while, they get a chance to vote on who's going to be the Speaker of the House. And normally it's the whole body who does that, and that is what happens. But this year, there's a group of people in the Republican Party who are looking to try to get the entire Republican caucus to vote as a block. In other words, that controls it rather than both the Republicans and the Democrats voting on the Speaker of the House, if you will. And so how's that going to change things? Because they're going to make the decision this weekend. And State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Kyle, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning. You're quite welcome. It's good to be home.
So basically the idea is now that the caucus wants you guys and gals to get together this weekend and settle on one candidate. As one member of that body, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think, it sounds like a great idea, but we got a couple of issues. So there's an ethical issue, there's a legality issue, and then you've got a caucus that's coming together of elected officials where 10 to 15 of these individuals are seeking another office and or technically won't be part of the caucus come January 2019. And you're also leaving out, possibly 20 to 30, when the primary comes in March, what does the Republican caucus look like? Is it the 95 members we have today? Is it 85 members or is it 100 members? So you're going to decide on a speaker candidate that 20 to 30 candidates may not get to voice their opinion on.
And is there a leader of this group? Have you defined who's trying to put this really together?
Well, it's troubling. It's coming from the middle pack of the Republican caucus. It feels like they haven't been part of leadership over the past two or three sessions. They just want to make their voice heard, which is great. The bigger problem is the GOP chair, Mr. Dickey out of Austin, is strong-arming folks. So when you went to sign and pay to run for office, they also gave you a pledge card that they wanted you to say that you would vote and support the speaker. From my perspective, I can tell the listeners and my constituents, I'm going to vote for the Republican speaker candidate in January 2019. And there's 150 members of that House that will be elected in November of 2018 to serve in that body that will, by constitution, get to make that decision. So as a caucus, we can agree that we need to support a Republican candidate, and I think that's where it needs to stop. We don't need to pick someone now. I mean, that's troublesome. They've got to win a primary. They've got to win a general election. You get behind a candidate, and they're not there in January 19. We've got a bigger problem.
Is it fair to say that there's influence from the lieutenant governor on this situation, even though it's in the House?
I've been on the tractor the last 3 days, so we've listened to a lot of 1620, so it's interesting to hear the professor from Rice say that's the drive, is that the far right-wing ideology out there wants a speaker candidate that is as politically aligned with Dan Patrick. And, yeah, that's safe to say that group wants a speaker to be just like the lieutenant governor we have right now.
Now, one of the things that happens, this Republican Party is kind of a Big Ten, and already we have gotten Sid Miller, who's the agriculture commissioner in Texas, has drawn a Republican opponent in the primary. Your thoughts there?
Very interesting. Trey Blocker out of Austin, Texas, at one time was my ethics attorney and does represent agriculture interests. He lobbied for Monsanto, obviously, as a rural rep. I spent a lot of time with Trey. So the banter between Sid and Trey over the next few months will make for good radio and good newspaper articles and good reads on the Internet, that's for sure.
Well, and again, this is a trend here. We've got a statewide candidate now in the Republican Party who's drawn a primary. So maybe this will be a trend that will start, huh?
I think so. Well, people... we got to pay more attention as a state to all our elected officials, starting at the local level all the way through our statewide. I look at Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick were elected by, just over 1 million votes. a state our size, that's embarrassing. The last municipal election, I think it was under 6-8% locally for our new city council and school board members. We've got to get engaged. We've got to know who's making those decisions for us, and that starts at the polls. So I'm going to encourage people to get out and vote, and let's make a difference. We need to make sure the right people are representing us across the board.
Well, we'll be in touch with you next week after the meeting to see how that goes, all right?
We look forward to it, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. You too.